welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everyone's having an absolutely magnificent day today. And how are you doing today, Ted?
Austin, I'm doing wonderful. It's a beautiful day. This is the day the Lord hath made. I shall rejoice and I shall be glad in it. In fact, I just spoke to another talk show host, and a lot of us are making a few changes for the 2020 year. And, you know, and I want to talk to you about it too off the air, Austin, but apparently there's a whole bunch of people out there right now that are using alt news, alt shows to get on to raise money for nonprofits that they've established for like children's funds that basically are complete and total scams. And so we'll be even more careful, and we have not had any of the people that I am mentioning on our show ever as a guest. Just thought I'd mention that. But I have a friend of mine who's just done a multi-week investigation on it, has put a whole network together. Let me tell you what this means. Let me explain something to you. A lot of these nonprofit companies, including TV evangelists, they have certain shows that they know trigger heartstrings of America to give to them. There was one TV-based show out of Texas. I'm not going to mention any names because there's a bunch of TV-based shows out of Texas. And their big mantra was this, that in the event that their revenue stream was down as far as the giving units not giving them money any longer, they would air a show on children starving to death in Africa and show starving little children with big bloated bellies. And they would talk about this. If the more children you get with the more bloated bellies you can get, the more heartstrings that you can tug onto in America. And this organization gave a whopping 2 to 3% of the revenue stream that came in for the TV shows with these children back to the Africans who were starving to death. The other 97% approximately went into the coffers of the TV show itself and support the private jet fuel for their multiple private jets. And you think, well, Ted, it can't really be like that. The problem is it is like that. And there are a lot of groups out there that basically know that if they can get a nonprofit started up and you can give them money to support these children that are starving, that it's going to always pull numbers as far as people giving, because people feel guilty. They're in America. They're watching these TV shows. They see these children starving and eating out of trash dumps and big bellies and bloated from malnutrition. And they're like, oh, by the way, we have it so good here in the United States. God has blessed us, so we need to give these poor children in Africa money. And the problem is it doesn't go to Africa. I had an in-depth conversation with my friend this morning, and I have worked with some of the largest TV ministries in the world. Now, several of them were pretty good. I have to admit that. The vast majority of them, awful. And they're full of – it's like that old Cher song. You know, just Cher. The gypsies, liars, tramps, and thieves. I mean, it's unbelievable what you run into when you get on Christian TV and you start seeing behind the scenes of who these people are and how things are manipulated and how some things aren't even real. The other thing that we talked about today with my friend – is that there are so many people out in alt media right now that are plants. In other words, they're not real. They're not real patriots. They're not real Christians. Now, we talked about this in depth. Now, the problem that you run into is they make all kinds of spurious claims that can never be documented. If I tell you I have 3 diplomas hanging on my wall from Florida State University, you want to see a picture of them, I'll photograph them for you and I'll send them to you. Because I've got the diplomas. If I tell you that I shared the platform with President Bush and Barbara Bush and Colin Powell and all the rest of them, I'll send you 35mm film shots, pictures of those film shots, so you know they weren't edited, to basically show you that I did that. I will give you full-page tear sheets of advertisement that went into the major publications to promote the seminars that I did back in the 90s. If I tell you that I'm an international best-selling author, I'll take you to Amazon and I'll show you all of my books. I mean, you got to go with people who verify and document what they say they are. Oh, I was in the CIA, and I did all of this stuff in the CIA. Okay, really? You're going to try to prove that? I mean, really? If you have a pay stub from the United States military, you're going to show us? You know, what was your rank? You know, where did you go? Who saw you there? How do they know you were there? I mean, just – and guys, it never ends. I see this stuff in alt media now, And you get these clowns that make all of these all these assumptions. They say all of this stuff, and none of it could be documented. And you're like, it's like the story with Fritz Springmeier and all the stuff that he was involved in, and also you find out later that none of it's true. None of it's true. He just makes stuff. He's made stuff up. And you think, well, why do these people do stuff like this? You know, I don't know. I think a lot of it has to do with they're desperate for finances. They're desperate for affirmation. They're desperate to be taken and approved by other people, or they're just trying to scam people. There are people out there that are just so horrible and so bad that all they do is scam people. In fact, this person that I know says there's a anonymous piece of literature coming out now from a reputable source who wishes to remain anonymous that's going to disclose a lot of this in a lot of these different groups. So if I get this document, I won't know who it's from, and I will read it, and if I feel as though that it's something that's going to benefit you guys, I'm going to post it on our website, because we need to understand, guys, not everything that people say is true. Like, I'd like this thing with the Soleimani, this general who was basically like General Patton would be, or Montgomery would be, or a national hero like Colin Powell was, getting murdered there in Iraq last week by a drone. You know, you have to understand something. There are people out there now that are applauding Donald Trump for doing this. They're applauding Donald Trump. They're saying this is absolutely great that we took this guy out in Iraq, and that, you know, it's a great thing that this guy is dead, that he's done all these bad things. Well, according to who has he done all these bad things? And if he's a soldier, I hate to break this to you guys, our soldiers have done bad things too. You know, look at that, the highway of death that General Schwarzkopf did coming out of Iraq, when all these people were basically strafed to death in these convoys and just left in a burning mass of vehicles. And, you know, we did that. You know, and you say, well, everybody in that convoy deserved to be punished. How do you know? How do you know there weren't people that were being forced to drive those vehicles that didn't want to be there? You don't know that. And in fact, I confronted General Schwarzkopf about this. I actually did. I actually talked to him about this highway of death coming out of, you know, out of Kuwait, and he basically got defensive with me and said, well, you know, they had, you know, people we had to make sure they didn't. But I said, look, killing them all, was that something that was necessary, killing them all? And he goes, well, it's just the way war is. And he got all puffy and he walked away from me. I thought to myself, well, okay, whatever. So that's General Schwarzkopf. I've got photographs and pictures of me and him, by the way, if you guys want to see those. So it's just one of those things that, you know, people do things in war that are bad. And I'm not saying this guy was a good guy. In fact, he probably was a really bad guy. But do we have the right to go in and do this? Remember, Iran, or Iran, or whatever you want to call it, is allies with the Soviet Union and with China. They've got the missile systems in there that Russia has given to Syria. I mean, you know, we're going to have a really hard time going in there and bombing them with 52 airstrikes and not losing a bunch of our planes if they decide to use these missile systems, or if Trump decides to go in there with heavy-duty armament to bomb this country. I mean, we've got a deal. You know, here's the deal. If Israel wants to take Iran out, which is all Benjamin Netanyahu wants to talk about, and I talked this on Friday, if Israel wants to take Iran out, let Israel take Iran out. You know, Benjamin Netanyahu basically slipped, according to the research here at Reuters, and said Netanyahu, in an apparent stumble, calls Israel a nuclear power. Really, guys? Really, Reuters? You going to really print this? One of the primary reasons that John F. Kennedy was killed. Oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. Because he didn't want proliferation of nuclear weapons in the Middle East, particularly to Israel. Yeah. Why don't you do some research on that one? That's one of the many reasons, including wanting to expose what happened at Roswell, wanted to expose the CIA and the drug running out of Southeast Asia. Yeah, John F. Kennedy was a real president. They weren't going to let him be a real president for very long. They made sure they killed him. See, this is the problem that we have. Now, Reuters is coming in and saying Netanyahu, an apparent stumble, calls Israel a nuclear power. Guys, let me explain something to you. Israel's got a whole bunch of nuclear weapons. And anytime they want to attack Iran, they can attack Iran. And they don't need our help to do it. The problem is they're not prepared for an all-out ground war with every Muslim nation that surrounds them to come into Israel all at once, regardless of the giant wall that's around them, to basically fend off that type of attack. They're not ready to do that unless they start nuking all the surrounding countries, which have bred radioactivity right into Israel. So we've got a major problem going on in this hotbed tinderbox that we call this giant powder keg of the Middle East. And Donald Trump just threw a lighted stick of dynamite in that powder keg the other day, and it's still fizzling to see what's going to happen. You know, I was talking to this weekend, and he's one of our listeners, and he said something very, very, very good. He said this. He said, it's kind of like, you know, they have a 1,000-piece puzzle, people do in the alt media, and they've put together 1,000 pieces of the puzzle, but 900 pieces, about 100 pieces of the puzzle are missing. So you got a 1,000-piece puzzle, and there's a big chunk in the middle that basically is missing, and you can't figure out what this is. And so you're trying to figure out what the rest of this puzzle is, and you're looking in the closets, and you're looking out back, and you're looking on the tables, trying to find this 100 piece of puzzles that are missing. This is the problem with alt media. They won't talk about the third temple. They won't talk about Zionism in most cases. Some of them do, like Chuck Baldwin will, Jeff Retz will. They won't talk about the Middle East and General Wesley Clark and the seven countries that were going to be taken out. They won't talk about that. They won't talk about AIPAC. They won't talk about what's going on with, you know, the ADL. This morning I was on with Mancow in Chicago, and I had made a comment on his show about a month ago that I didn't believe that Jeffrey Epstein was dead, that Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. Well, he got deluged with emails saying that, who is this guy? He's right. He's making sense. And so today he brought me back on after the 60 Minutes piece, and I said to him, I said, Mancow, I said, if anybody doesn't believe that the American Israeli Political Action Committee, AIPAC, doesn't exert tremendous power on our country, or the fact that we basically have, you know, the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League, exerting tremendous censorship ability on what's going on in social media, I said, they're dreaming. And I said, I told you guys that Jeffrey Epstein is Mossad, and Mossad doesn't kill Mossad. And I told you that the nose profile and the earlobe profile of Jeffrey Epstein laying on the gurney supposedly dead doesn't match with Jeffrey Epstein's photographs. So they want Jeffrey Epstein on the gurney. He's not dead. So we need to understand, and Mancow said, well, you know, all these people thought you were telling the truth. I said, I am telling the truth, guys. I said, all of these spy agencies, the CIA, the MI6, or Mossad, they all spy on other countries to get dirt on everybody. And I said, the difference is Mossad does it better than everybody else. And I said, we've got to realize that he's compromised over 1,000 politicians with his little honey trap program that he had with all these young girls, including drugs, alcohol, prostitution, these young girls, everything that he videotaped these guys with. And now we know that he was Mossad. So we can't pretend like they're not involved in all this. So it was a good show this morning with Mancow. If you guys want to go back into his archives, listen to it. But it was very short. It was only a couple of minutes I was on the air with him. But guys, think about this for a second. Who's better off here, you know, starting a war in the Middle East? You know, Donald Trump supposedly signed a deal with Netanyahu a few weeks ago. I read this posted on our website at healthmasters.com. Now, I haven't verified that. It's been like a truce treaty pact that if they go against Iran, the United States will join them. Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do that unilaterally like that by himself. It has to all go before Congress. He can't just do that. But, of course, with all of the dual Israeli citizens in Congress and the Senate, I guess it probably wouldn't be that hard to be able to pass through, would it, guys? That's just my thought for the day. So, you know, continue to pray. Support your local church. This is so important. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. You know, I told my friend today, I said, you can always tell, you know, when a person really loves Jesus, when they talk about Jesus, when their heart beats for Jesus, when they talk about Christ, and when you get with them personally, and you're not hearing a bunch of GD this and F that and all the other horrible things that I hear from some of the alt shows hosts out there. Yeah, you just heard me say that, right? I'm not going to mention any names. You know, because, guys, it's important that we understand that if we claim to be a Christian, you know, and I realize that some days we're better Christians than we are other days. I mean, every once in a while I get in traffic in a situation. I mean, I don't know what to do. I just got to try not to get mad and flip people off. You think, well, gosh, Ted, did you just say that? Yeah, I just said that. I try not to do that. And for most cases, 99.999% of the time I won't do that. Every once in a while I may do something ugly in traffic because somebody just kind of cuts you off or puts you in a ditch. But, you know, guys, you know, we need to try to walk in love. And going out and just killing people and just destroying. And I had a friend of mine, text me this weekend, all the Muslims need to die. Everybody needs to die. And I said, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? You claim to be a Christian. Why don't we say all the Muslims need to convert to Christianity except Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior? Why don't we say that? Because there are a lot of Christians in Muslim-speaking countries. You know, why do we want people just to die all the time? Why do we want to attack people and kill people? You know, why do we want to just believe that all the stuff our government does is true and real? Look at this Afghan fiasco that nobody wants to talk about, the 1,000 square miles of poppies and heroin. that are being brought into the United States via C-130 transports through our own Air Force. Why do we not talk about that on anything else besides this show and Jeff Rentz's show and Doug's show? I mean, this or Hodge's show. Why don't other people cover this stuff? Well, guys, because it's too hot. They don't want to talk about stuff like that. They'd rather stay with partisan politics in many shows. Let's talk about, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, you know, today, and let's talk about Oprah Winfrey tomorrow. Let's talk about George Bush tomorrow and Oprah and, you know, and Obama and how they're reacting together as far as maybe she's going to run for president and all this other stuff, all of this bait that people put out there. Or we've got an asteroid coming in 2030 and it's going to kill the whole planet. Blah, blah, blah. Nobody can prove that. Nobody can prove that. But it gets clickbait. I'm not going to do that on the show. And Austin's not going to do that. We're not going to do that. We're going to talk about real stuff like Netanyahu and an apparent stumble calls Israel a nuclear power. Crap, it is a nuclear power. It's been that way for 60 years. You know, why do we want to pretend like they don't have nukes? Oh, I don't know. It's ridiculous. I guess because they want the United States to be their do-boy all the time and be their mercenary force because they don't want to be wiped out by all the Arabs. Well, maybe you stop shooting Palestinians for sport and try to do eye socket shots on them from 1,000 yards. Maybe just maybe the doggone Arabs wouldn't be so pissed off at you. Have you thought about that? Just maybe. I'm on a tear. Austin, what do you think, bud?
Oh, man. No, that's a great thing to bring up. And, you know, I believe me, I had a lot of conversations this weekend, tons of people sending me text messages and stuff, bringing up this whole situation over there. And my response to one of my buddies, I said, listen, I said, if this is all about American defense and this is all about maintaining a safe America and a safe country, I said, why do we have military bases in over 80 different countries in the entire world? Over 80 countries have our U.S. military bases in the That's excluding the United States, by the way. If it's all about defending the United States, I mean, this whole concept that the American population is dug down into now of basically we need to go attack every country that the media tells us to attack is quite asinine, to be honest with you, when you look at what's happening here in the United States. We have governors and states now blatantly talking about the aspect of gun confiscation, deploying the National Guard to remove our Second Amendment rights from us. We have an opioid and drug epidemic like we've never seen before in this country because the massive glut of heroin that's been brought into the United States that is almost all primarily grown in Afghanistan, and just excluding the United States. Remember this. Afghanistan, from last time I checked, I don't have current numbers in front of me, but from 2018, if I'm not mistaken, Afghanistan produced over 90% of the world's heroin. The entire world, Afghan, biggest producer, completely dumps it in every other country. So then you got to ask yourself, why have we been in Afghanistan? There's the point now where guys are deploying to Afghanistan out of basic, you know, basic infantry school. They're deploying to Afghanistan, and they were born after 9/11. Think about that for a second. Guys that weren't even alive during the attacks on 9/11 that allegedly precipitated all this are now deploying to a war in a country, and they don't even know why we're there. That's something we got to start looking at and say, do we really need to be in a country pushing almost 20 years now? 20 years we're coming up on being in Afghanistan, protecting poppy, exploding heroin on the entire world like a nuclear bomb. The opiate epidemic in the United States has never seen this level before. We have the southern border that's just completely still wide open. We keep adding hundreds of billions of dollars to the defense budget in the United States. Hundreds of billions. Constantly keeps going. Every time we turn around, there's another giant defense budget extension that we're doing now. But yet, we can't even add $40, $50 million to Border Patrol. I've talked about this to numerous guys that I know that you're prior active military, retired now in the U.S. military, and they said, dude, all you need to do is start offering jobs to guys that get back from deployment. You know, a lot of them want to be stationed stateside. They don't want to be in the sandbox anymore, but they'd still love to be in some type of active defense theater. They'd love to work on the border, run around in Humvees, ride around in helicopters, you know, still stay armed, protect the border of the United States. Because a wall's only as good as the security that defends it. One of my buddies told me that. I said, that's true. Because you can have the biggest, baddest, most awesomest wall in the entire world. If it's completely unmanned and nobody ever maintains it or looks at it, somebody will figure out how to get around it. That's what's so idiotic about the whole build the wall thing. We all got it. Right? Build a wall. It's great. It's great. It's a cool idea. But then you start looking at the amount of money that you could funnel into actually increasing jobs for the Border Patrol, increasing funding for their security, increasing the presence down there on the border to actually maintain a solid border. But see, that goes against the narrative, because if we did that, we'd actually stop a significant amount of the immigration. Oh, and then we'd also stop a significant amount of the drugs coming in. That doesn't go along with the narrative that they want. Then we see all these things that are going on down even in Australia right now with these fires. And it's ironic to me that all these politicians, including Bernie Sanders, seeing these hardcore liberal leftists in Hollywood talking about how, oh, Australia and the climate change is horrible. I'll be honest with you, it's horrible. I have a buddy down there that does mission work, and they were actually doing some work in Australia, and they came back, and it's horrible. There's fires everywhere. I mean, like 20 people have died. Millions of hectares of land have been destroyed. Millions of animals have been killed. But one thing that nobody's talked about in mainstream media is that a total of 183 people have now been arrested throughout Queensland, NSW, Victoria, South Australia, and Tanzania for lighting brush fires just in the last month. These figures were obtained by the news agency AAP show. In New South Wales, 24 people have been arrested recently for arson. In Queensland, police concluded that 103 of the fires were deliberately ignited, with 98 people and 67 of them being arrested juveniles having identified as the culprits. Around 85% of the brush fires are caused by humans, according to Dr. Paul Redd. They said police are now working on the premise that arson is to blame for much of the devastation caused as brush fire season. Now, here's the thing. If you live in Australia and you're running around and you see fires, is it really a good idea to go start more fires? No, it's a horrible idea. And I believe the people in Australia, a lot of them are smarter than that. However, don't we know that George Soros has a hand in almost everything that we see happen when it pushes the communist agenda? They want to burn Australia. They're burning Australia. And now they have this great pretext to say everything because of climate change. Australia is so hot. Australia is hot. I've been there. Personally been there before. Beautiful country. Amazing country. You got New Zealand right beside it. It's a great place down there. But see, if you can turn around and you can cause the problem, and then you offer the solution to the problem that you caused, that's textbook. That's exactly what they do. And so this is what we see over and over and over again. Same thing with Iran. We go over there, we have some attack on a military base. Okay, we have attack on a military base, we have attack on an embassy. That's not abnormal, by the way. That happens on a regular basis. Hence why the U.S. military protects embassies. And then all of a sudden we say, oh, this top-tier general in Iran's over in Iraq right now, we need to take out the entire convoy and everybody in it with a drone strike, because that makes sense. That's definitely something we need to do right now, when we already know Iran hates us. We already know they're a Sharia law Muslim country, and they're not scared of death, and they don't mind going to war on a regular basis. If you don't believe that, go look at the Crusades. First one had some reason to it. The rest of them just got absolutely out of hand. This is what we're continually seeing over and over and over again. They're banker wars. They're designed to take over countries by force, so they can go in, take over the infrastructure, take over the resources, put in a central bank, and completely and totally dominate that country. That's why that was just talking about with General Wesley Clark. That whole interview, everybody needs to watch that interview back from, I think it was like 15 years ago now, when he did that interview about discussing how we were going to take over and invade every single Middle Eastern country, and here was the plan to do it. This is what people need to understand. So before everybody gets all hoot-rah, Iran's going, or Trump's going to war, we're going to start another war, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, it's going to be so much fun. Guys, it's not going to be fun with Iran. Not when they're allied with China and Russia. Not when they have significant amount of firepower. And not when we're spread all over the Middle East like we're playing checkers. I mean, you look at the air bases, the military bases all over that region. We're spread out super thin. Unless the idea for getting as many troops in the Middle East as possible to fight a never-ending war is the plan of the bankers all along, so the defense of the United States domestically will be heavily compromised. Now, that's something you got to think about that a lot of people don't ever talk about, is the main reason that we're constantly moving more assets, more troops, more weaponry, almost everything we have in, over in the Middle East on a regular basis, furthering it more and more and more and more and more, so that when something occurs and we do have some type of domestic invasion of the United States by another country, the U.S. military is going to be heavily compromised at that point, especially considering the landmass that we have and the amount of vast majority of population that's here. But wait, we have the United States militia still. We're heavily armed. But wait a minute. Aren't they trying to disarm us now almost every single election year, trying to pass more laws, not trying in some cases, actively passing more laws to take away our ability to defend ourselves? Something doesn't sit right there when you start looking at the options of what we're seeing when it comes down to the fact that it should be America first. Now, I'm, again, not a pro-Iran person. You know I'm not a pro-Muslim person. And I don't agree with any of their religion whatsoever. However, we really need to start looking at this from an outside perspective before we start going in and just saying, war, 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 let's go blow up another Middle Eastern country. That's my stance on it, Dad, at least as far as with everything that's going on right now.
Well, we also need to realize what's happened in Europe. They brought millions of basically gang-raping migrant Muslim hordes into Europe. And remember, they're not bringing in women and children. They're bringing in men. Men. I mean, fighting-age men, 15 to 50 or whatever. And they're a bunch of these guys are jihadists. And they're not bringing in, they're not coming in to assimilate into Europe. They're coming up to set up Sharia law and set up their own cultures. And they're bringing their own regional conflicts into Europe. You know, the Somalians hate the Egyptians, who hate the Libyans, who hate the Sudanians. All of these guys hate each other. And so they bring their regional conflicts into their countries they're going into. But the problem is, if you give them a united front to fight, the United States killed a top Muslim official. Now all of these guys forget all of their special interest groups and all of their own little regional fightings, and they unite together to fight the great Satan that they call the United States. You think, well, they wouldn't do that. Oh, okay. And see, this is the craziest thing. I get all these people, I'm talking smart people, are coming out and saying, hey, this is a great thing that we're attacking Iran. We just did an act of war on Iran. Now, hopefully, Vladimir Putin will calm them down. Because remember, Vladimir Putin has all of these treaties and all of this trade going on with Iran, with oil and everything else, and supplies and natural resources. So does China. But guys, do we really want to have Russia and China park nuclear submarines in North Korea off our coastlines and start lobbing stuff into the U.S.? I mean, do you think that might not happen if this thing goes really, really hot? And see, here's the problem we have. Nobody's going to win with something like that. Now, personally, I don't think they're going to nuke us. I don't think the planet's going to go through thermonuclear warfare. I don't think it's going to happen. But the biologicals are a real possibility. I mean, we've got giant stockpiles of biological weapons in China and in Russia and in the United States that have been used against populations to wipe out large areas of the country. You've also got other weapons that could release, like neutron weapons that could destroy, human beings but not destroy infrastructure. All of this stuff can be used so that the globalists will continue to have their new world order, their 5G interface network, and all the things that they want to have, but will also have a 3/4 of population or 90% population reduction on the planet. And see, this is the goal of these clowns. They really want their new world order in a one world religion. And of course, we keep talking about it. Nobody else wants to. Look at Swedish right now. What's happened to Sweden? Swedish government is accused of reclassifying explosions to distort actual figures. Authorities in Sweden have been accused of mislabeling explosions and bombings. We might as well throw in rapings too. They're called how would you call a raping? Oh, we had somebody brushed against someone one day, and so it wasn't a rape, it was a brush against. Okay, we can classify that as a brush against. And classify incidents as damage in order to distort the true extent of explosions across the country. Swedish Minister of Justice Johansson took to Twitter on Thursday to state that the bombings in the multicultural city of Malmo had increased by 40% in the last 2 years, despite other statistics showing a large rise in bombings across this country. But according to alternative news website, Salamis Hust. Several explosive incidents in Malmo over 219 were classified by police as injuries or simply as damage. So a giant bomb blows off and it's classified as damage. You know, a giant bomb blows off and a bunch of people are killed, so they just classify the whole thing as injuries. And the bomb's never mentioned. In January, an explosive that was detonated between two taxis in the city was declared to be damage. No bomb. While in April, an explosion at a school was just logged in as an injury. An explosion as a residential building in June was considered an injury. Broadcaster SVT reported that the explosion was not counted on their list of 2019 explosions because the damage caused by the blast was too minor. Little bitty bombs killed 20 people. Some Swedes reacted to Johansson's treat with skepticism, including Peter Oham, who accused Johansson of selecting a small portion of statistics on purpose rather than addressing the national trend. He said the minister was sweeping the situation under the carpet. And guys, it's not the minister. A couple of years ago, Austin and I were at a racetrack, and there was a Swedish guy there. He was racing his car, doing quarter-mile runs. I was doing the same thing. We were racing a couple cars, having some fun. And, you know, and the guy was from Sweden. And we started talking to him about the problems in Sweden. Oh, there are no problems in Sweden. What about the gang-raping Muslim migrant hordes? Oh, we don't have any gang-raping migrants. Well, how about Malmo? Well, Malmo's fine as it always was. What about the demographics? Oh, it's almost all Swedes. There's nobody there. I mean, just making crap up. And I said to him, I said, do you not read your own stuff? I said, I was in Stockholm a few years ago. I mean, and all the women were wearing veils in downtown Stockholm, and I didn't see any blonde-haired, blue-eyed Sweden women or men anywhere. Oh, no. We have a little bit of cultural diversity now, but we're doing great in Sweden. I'm like, oh, my gosh. But, guys, this is the product of brainwashing. This is the product because they want to destroy people's ability to think, and they want to reduce their ability to breed with the indigenous population. Here's another article, just with Breitbart. Census Bureau, U.S. birth rate has continued dropping in 42 states. 42 states in the nation and Washington, D.C. continue to see their birth rates decline with no plans among lawmakers to financially incentivize Americans to have more children. The latest United States Census Bureau data reveals that the births in 42 states has continued to drop. Only 8 states, Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, Washington, Utah, and Vermont, saw their birth rates increase between 2018 and 2019. With fewer births in recent years and the number of deaths increasing, natural increase or births minus deaths has declined steadily over the past decade, the Census Bureau notes in its findings. Plus, you got to put all the young people into these death statistics, guys, that are dying of heroin overdoses, 60, 70,000 a year. Plus, you got to put the million abortions we're having a year in these death statistics. You've got to do that. You can't pretend like that's not happening. And all of these things are reducing the population of the planet and the United States. In addition to that, we have 1 in 32 children now in certain parts of the country have autism. These statistics are going to change even more because once that number, according to Dr. Stephanie Seneff from MIT, drops to 1 in 2 children have autism, we're going to have a massive, massive drop in births in the United States because autistic children don't have births. They don't get married. They're not useful, productive members of the society. It's more of Cloward Piven. It's more of let's give everybody autism in the United States or try to get everybody with autism. And so then all the older generation has to take care of all the autistic children, and suddenly the population diminishes when all the autistic children die because now there's nobody else here to breed. This is the goal of the New World Order, is to create a mestizo world, a mixed race world with all these different cultures intermarried, interbred, so that they're easier to control with no nationalism. That's the goal of this New World Order. And yet, why do so many people not want to talk about this? Why? Well, because, you know, they don't want to believe that we have a country now that has become that corrupt from the top down. And guys, it is that bad. You have to ask yourself, who in the world is pulling these strings? And yet we have answered that story many, many times. It's these international secret societies and religions like Kabbalah who have their death sex cults, which seem to run the planet and have done so since the ancient Canaanite religions were introduced. And it's just a derivative of the ancient Canaanite and Egyptian religions that have been passed down through the millennial of time to today's world. And that's why I read you the scripture last week where it says that Lucifer is the god of this world. And we need to understand that. That's what's going on right now, and it's going to continue to do that. That's why we as Christians need to continue to promote Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. And remember, that prayer still changes things. I just prayed for Jackie in Australia. I just prayed a few minutes ago because she's out there. It's her farm basically drying up, and she doesn't know what to do. And we pray for them to have rain there. Guys, we all have to pray for one another and pray in aggregate so that all of us can try to help each other. Guys, please do that. Please love one another. Guys, and thank you for supporting this show and supporting Health Masters, because Austin and I, we're going to keep telling the truth. Regardless, we're going to keep telling the truth. I love you. Austin, what's your next story, bud?
Well, speaking of the vaccines and whatnot, you know, as we've seen more and more, remember last year we saw just a horrific incident in New York where they went in and mandated the MMR vaccine, mandated it, basically said that if you're under the age of 18 and you weren't vaccinated with the MMR, you basically couldn't even go out into public area. And that was finally overturned after like a month and a half. Well, now there's been a new bill that's been introduced that is now mandating the HPV vaccine to all school children, period. And now WSHU Public Radio is now reporting that a number growing of school districts in Long Island are massively opposing legislation to add more mandatory school vaccines. They discussed the one bill mandating HPV and another bill mandates the flu shot. Southampton schools wrote to state health committee members to kill the measure when they reconvene in January. The district says the requirements are a full erosion of parental rights. At least 16 other Suffolk County school districts have written similar letters. They say children are not at risk of HPV infection while at school, especially when they're in elementary, so requirement is completely inappropriate. They also question the overall effectiveness of the flu vaccine, which I'm not even going any further than the flu vaccine. We've already told you guys that and the research on that every single year. That's just a whole big, ridiculous ad push to make more money with the flu vaccine. Not even work. It's like 5% effective. But the HPV one's a serious one because we know that the risk of actually developing ovarian cancer is what they discuss. The ovarian cancer risk of getting HPV is unbelievably rare. Unbelievably rare. And the aspect of it is, too, it's only transmitted to basically sexual activity. So you're automatically assuming kids that are 5 years old that are going into elementary need to be shot up with a vaccine that has never even been thoroughly tested. Almost every single research you can pull, like actual public research on this that's been published, is very, very vague on the long-term effects of it. And then when you start looking at the other research that they don't want to talk about, you start seeing how the HPV vaccine is unbelievably dangerous with unbelievably horrific side effects, to the point that Japan now has all but pretty much banned that vaccine over there, yet we have tens of thousands of girls every single year that are getting unbelievably sick, dying, paralyzed, so forth, from this vaccine, yet they're wanting to mandate it now in schools? No, guys, do your own research, just like how the CDC has now, basically, where you guys hasn't, that they already have for the last 12 years, owned the patent on Ebola. We talked about this last year with that whole scare that was going on with it. Now they're saying Ebola's coming back again. Imagine that. Ebola's coming back almost exactly now as the FDA has approved the Ebola vaccine that's being tested, has been tested over in Africa for the last 3 to 4 years. And now suddenly, out of nowhere, the Ebola vaccine is 100% effective in Africa. Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere, it's 100% effective, yet Ebola is still spreading everywhere. And then the next question of this as well, with this FDA-approved Ebola vaccine that nobody seems to want to talk about the details of it, is it going to shed? Is it going to shed a live virus the same way the MMR vaccine sheds the measles virus? What's going to happen if we start seeing Ebola outbreaks in the U.S. now? All of a sudden, are we going to start having mandated Ebola vaccines pushed on everybody? What's going to do with that? And then what's really strange, to take it another step further, is Ebola vaccine has now just been added to the compensation injury compensation fund for countermeasures. This is basically a countermeasure that was put into place back in 2010. And it's any vaccine, medication, or device that basically is used to treat or prevent a declared pandemic, epidemic, or security threat. The Countermeasures Injury Compensation Program was created so the unlikely event you experience a serious injury from a covered countermeasure, you will be considered for benefits. Anthrax vaccine was the first major designated biological countermeasure vaccine to be added to the program. Oh, of course, then they added Zika to that as well when they came out with the Zika virus with that whole manufacturing crisis. And I got tickled pink down here in Florida when people were constantly emailing me, sending me all this, oh, what are you going to do with Zika down there? There's Zika everywhere. And I'm like, no, that's actually not factual at all. Oh, yeah, the media said everybody's getting Zika down there. Mosquitoes are spreading Zika. And I said, no, why don't you look actually what happened with Zika in South America and realize that this is not something that's going on legitimately. And if there is any Zika going around, it's basically from manufactured crisis that they've been using on their genetically modified mosquitoes they tried to release on everybody. Oh, there's no Zika down there? No, we're not having Zika problems down here. Babies aren't being born with all these issues like the media is trying to portray. But does it matter? The media told everybody to be scared of it. The same thing they're doing now. Now, Ebola, I mean, the hemorrhagic fever, that's a very real disease. That's a very real issue. It's not fake. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing, you know, fake about that. But when you start seeing that the CDC owns the patent to it, and then the FDA approves an Ebola vaccine, and then remember in Africa, when all these Congo countries and all the African countries, they started going in, they started killing the World Health Organization workers that were coming in trying to give these Ebola vaccines, because everybody that was getting shot up with Ebola vaccine, they were spreading Ebola to everybody. Remember all that was going on? They don't want to talk about that in the media as well. This is what everybody needs to realize, is that these vaccines are not what we think they are. And when they start coming in and forcibly mandating vaccines like they're doing in many other countries now, they've already started doing, we really need to question what's going on. Because when the government comes in and takes your right of consent away, you no longer have the ability to consent. You basically have to submit like a good little slave to their demands, because your act of consent is no longer accepted. They just take it from you. At that point in time, you do not own your body anymore. They own your body. Because if you cannot say no to being injected forcibly with something that you don't agree with, you no longer have the rights to your body. And that is what the whole context of vaccines has turned into now, is they want to demand rights over your body and your children's body, and you don't have any consent in the matter. That's the real brass tacks when it comes down to it, Dad.
And a lot of this started with fluoride. When they told you that you have no right, yep, not to drink fluoride, and we're going to mandate putting a drug into the water supply, and you can't stop us after they discovered it made you servile and infertile, and now we know that it causes massive tooth decay and modeling of teeth, and we also know that it causes massive brain drops of IQ scores. We know that. It's just proven. But it doesn't make any difference. They told us we had to have it, so we had to have it, and now they're going to force it on us, and they forced it on us back in 1946. And the same thing now was the vaccines. It started off with a few vaccinations, back to both tuberculosis, polio, which was a disaster, by the way. And then it went all the way up to where we are now with 76 vaccines. Remember, Ebola, they've proven this now. Same with the measles. When you have Ebola, this vaccine sheds. In other words, it mutates and it sheds through your intestinal tract, and your feces becomes contaminated with, you know, measles. And the same thing is going to be with Ebola. And it's going to transmit, especially in these third world countries. That's why in the third world countries where the WHO tested these vaccines on the native population, the WHO had to have armed bodyguards running around with them, because all the natives said, you come into our towns and you come into our villages and you inject us with this stuff, and people start coming down with Ebola. That's because of shedding. And they were killing the doggone WHO workers who were doing the injections, because they were putting bad mojo or bad medicine into them or bad witchcraft or whatever. And they were causing all of this Ebola to spread. Read about it, guys. I don't make this stuff up. And so this is the same thing now they're telling us that they've basically perfected. They can't even perfect the doggone measles virus or the mumps or the whooping cough or all these other different things from shedding and causing, you know, contamination in areas. And you get these areas that have 100% they're vaccinated, but then the kids are all of a sudden, there's a measles epidemic. I mean, what the heck? How'd that happen? Well, that's how it happened. the shedding virus became mutated and the vaccine didn't protect against it, so they came out with the measles and another variant. This is happening all over the country with these vaccinations. And it will happen with Ebola. So I'm going to tell you something, guys. You need to be on D3K2. You need to be on vitamin C every day. You need to be on potassium iodide every day, especially now with this nuclear stuff going on around the world. And all of this stuff, every single day, you'd be taking these supplements to strengthen your immune system. You need to go on the Health Master's website and get the immune building protocol. Start taking that every single day. He said, well, what about this, you know, the nuclear bombs? Well, I don't think they're going to nuke us. I don't believe they're going to do that. But I think the biological is a very real possibility. Because look, they got an Ebola vaccine. What do they know we don't know? What the heck? You got to remember, the whole AIDS thing was started to get rid of the gay population, basically to get rid of the black population in Africa. And then it was tested and basically put into the blood supply in New York to get rid of the gays in New York to kill them with AIDS. See, well, that's kind of a harsh statement. I can show you the statistics on it. This is how it happened. And guys, we have to understand that our governments are the same as they were when they were doing all this crazy stuff and all this testing they've done on human beings. So yeah, so be really, really careful. Because guys, all these guys are going to be exposed. I mean, look what Mark 4:22 says. It says, Jesus also said to them, does anyone bring in a lamp so he can place it under a basket or under a bed? Doesn't he set it on a lampstand? For everything hidden is meant to be revealed, and everything concealed is meant to be brought to the light. We need to understand that that's what's going to happen. Luke 8:17 says, no one lights a lamp and covers it with a jar. Verse 17, for there is nothing hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing concealed that will not be known and illuminated. Guys, all of these things that these people are doing in their dark, deep recesses of Kabbalah, which is basically the origin of pretty much every pagan religion, it's going to be exposed as to where it came from. We're going to have an exposure of sin. Look at Numbers 32:23. But if you do not do so, behold, you have sinned against the Lord, and you're sure your sin will find you out. In Job 20:27, the heavens will reveal his iniquity, and the earth will rise up against him. Proverbs 26:26, though his hatred covers itself with guile, his wickedness will be revealed before the assembly. Talk about Lucifer again. Ecclesiastes 12:14, for God will bring every act into judgment, everything which is hidden, whether it is good or it is evil. Luke 12:2, but there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be disclosed. 1 Corinthians 4:5, therefore do not go on passing judgment before its time, but wait until the Lord comes, who will both bring the light to things hidden in the darkness and disclose the motives of men's hearts. And then each man's praise will come to him from God. Jeremiah 2:22, although you wash yourself with lye and use much soap, the stain of your sin or iniquity is before me, declareth the Lord. Jeremiah 16:17, for my eyes are on all of their ways, they are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity concealed from my lips. Guys, we have an all-powerful God who knows everything that we do, think, and say, including who these clowns are who are pumping the vaccines into us, who are pumping the fluoride products into us. I mean, I could sit here and I could beg you guys and plead with you guys not to use fluoride toothpaste. But yet I guarantee you there's a percentage of the listening audience right now that still puts this rat poison in their mouth every single night with fluoride. I don't know what to say about that. I really don't know. I don't know. That's why you always say, I always say to you, thank you for getting your toothpaste and your multiple vitamins from Health Masters. I mean, hint, don't get toothpaste with fluoride. It's really, really important. Because, guys, sooner or later, these guys are going to be fully exposed for every single thing they have done. I mean, let's look at it this way. Let's look at some of the things that are being done right now. You know, there are all kinds of different alternative things that are being shown that are causing there's all kinds of things that people are doing right now that are being shown that's causing cancer all over the world. And we have all of these sources of cancer that nobody wants to talk about, except for, you know, I have been doing this now for 30 or 40 years. We need to realize we've got people out there right now that don't even understand that chemotherapy is one of the primary causes of cancer. It causes cancer in many patients who don't have cancer in that area. Vaccines cause cancer. Processed dairy products cause cancer. Sugar, high fructose corn syrup causes cancer. Processed meat, sodium nitrites cause cancer. Radiation. We get all this radiation, chemotherapy, radiation, that causes cancer. Also, from going through those x-ray machines at the airports, they cause cancer. And all of the exposure to our cell phones, next to our head causes cancer. And of course, as I've talked about for years and years, artificial sweeteners cause cancer. You know, and we got to talk about coffee. Coffee contains a compound called the methyl xanthine, which can increase the risk of breast cancer in women. I mean, all of this different stuff causes cancer. You think, well, coffee in moderation is no big deal. Okay, if you had a cup of coffee every once in a while, it's not a big deal, but don't be drinking a pot of coffee every day. I told you about the guy I met a few weeks ago who works at a local furniture shop. He says he drinks like 2 or 3 pots of coffee a day. Now he has prostate cancer. And he's in his 50s. I'm unbelievably unhealthy. And he's going in. I don't have the surgery. I haven't talked to him again. He had the surgery for the prostate cancer. And I asked him, I said, are you willing or wanting to change your diet at all? No, no, not at all. And I'm like, okay. See, guys, cancers, it may be specific in a particular organ, like the prostate. But here's the reality about cancer. The cancer is caused in the body by a breakdown of your own immune system. And when your immune system breaks down, the cancer basically can start invading all of your body. And that's why you hear these people, well, he had this little spot, and suddenly he had cancer throughout his whole body. And it's not because, you know, the cancer was specific to that one organ and it spread. It's that his entire body's immune system was shot, and the cancer had the ability to spread because the immune system wasn't there to stop it. That's why it's so important to understand that you've got to take your vitamin C every day. I mean, I take like 2,000 milligrams twice a day of vitamin C every day, because I understand it's so important for the collagen, for the skin, to hold your skin together so you don't sag, so you don't look like a Sharpay. You know, I mean, your skin starts folding up on you when you get older as it is, and you start sagging everywhere. You start thinking, what the heck? Well, a lot of that's because of vitamin C deficiency and a lack of exercise or too much body fat and blah, 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 and all those other things. But the reality is this. Take care of yourself. It's like Austin and I have talked about so many times on the show. You know, are you in good enough shape to defend yourself? Are you in good enough shape to shoulder a weapon? Are you in good enough shape to hike 5 or 10 miles if you have to find another place to stay in the event all HE double sticks breaks loose? Are you capable of staying in that kind of condition and walking for 4 or 5 miles a day? And the sad part about it is most people are not. I mean, I could go on a 5-mile hike right now if I wanted to. Now, I wouldn't particularly enjoy it unless I was looking at scenery and I was doing a mountain hike and enjoying what I was looking at, but I mean, I could do it. You know, do you have shoes available for you right now that can handle that type of walk? Do you have arch inserts that are going to be okay for that? Are you capable from a physiological standpoint, from a cardiovascular standpoint, to do that? Think about all of these different things, because this is a new year. This is the new year. You have a chance right now to put those resolutions out there and do everything you possibly can to accomplish those goals. Austin, I'm going to let you close up. I'm done. I appreciate you guys. I love you, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Absolutely. Well, and also other news, this is something I've been telling everybody, you know, to do the best you can to try to resist this from coming into your areas with the 5G. There's another article that just came out now from the IoT Times, basically discussing the 6G that's already been in the works for years now, by the way. I found that out from a research article back from 2018 from Finland's University of Oulu, and they've come out now and basically said, made it mainstream, that they have announced the funding of 6Genesis. I kid you not, this is what they're calling the new 6G system. 6Genesis, as in Genesis chapter 6. I can't even make this up. I'm going to put it on the website today. And it's an 8-year research program now that's been funded to conceptualize 6G at the University Center for Wireless Communications. Apart from providing precision location to a fraction of an inch, supplementing GPS, 6G imaging techniques, being able to identify any person or moving object, the intelligence immersive infrastructure will support low latency virtual reality, augmented reality, and seamless telepresence. 10 years before seeing the first specifications of 6G approved is what they're saying. They're expecting it to be fully rolled out and operational by 2030. They said 6G will support the future of autonomous vehicles, platooning, and intelligence roads. Part of how this will work is through wide-band inter-car links, which communicate data and measure vehicle locations down to the millimeter. These links also anticipate and manage any movement, proximity, and avoid collisions. These links will anticipate any movement, meaning they're going to know what you're planning to do before before you even do it. This is the whole context of what the Neuralink implant that Elon Musk is working on now. I'm going to talk more about this tomorrow. I'm going to go into more, a little more detail on it, but I want to kind of get this out there. From 2018, they've already had this Six Genesis program up and running to try to get funding and research on it. And now it's funded, and now they're going operational with it. But am I the only one that finds it to be very, very ominous that this whole new program, the 6G program, is called Six Genesis? As in Genesis chapter 6, and the every thought of every man basically was evil all of the time. Just putting that out there. But we're going to do a little bit more in-depth research on this right now. And this is why I warned everybody. The 5G program is horrible that they've rolled out. But it was just a stair step. I've talked about this for over 2 years now. It is just a stair step to get the 6G program in, because the 6G program runs off the 5G infrastructure. And it's just upgraded that much further. So if you can, in your areas, keep this crap out of your neighborhoods, at least around your areas. And I know in Orlando and, you know, Texas, Houston, all these big cities, we already have 5G up and running. It's already there. It's already going. But the only way they can get this whole thing completely updated and running over the next 10 years is they have to have 6G in every single block, every single corner of every area around the entire United States to have this fully operational. So we have to resist this the best we possibly can. And that's my stance on it. So, again, thank you for the support of Health Masters. Thank you for getting this information out there. I'm going to put a lot of the articles up today on the website, like Dad said, on our link that basically has the daily news articles. You can click on it right on the front page of the website, healthmasters.com. Lots of different specials going on right now. Some new stuff we're going to come out with as far as on the specials. Magnesium malate acid is on sale. That's our capsule form magnesium. Really, really great product on sale right now for over 10% off. And also, too, be sure to vote for what you want to see win this Wednesday. Now that everybody's back on schedule again, Christmas, New Year's, all that's over, we can finally get back in the routine here at Health Masters and make sure everything is running as fast as possible and all the packages get caught up. So again, thank you for the support. If you need anything, please give us a call. We're doing the best we can down here to just get this information out there and provide you with some of the highest quality supplements you can physically buy on the market. So again, thank you for that. And please, the one thing that I can say as an early week to do for all of our listeners, don't be afraid to speak the truth. Get this information out there. You may not have to fire hose somebody down with it right when you start talking to them about something, but start bringing these little topics up. The more we talk about them, the more the entire population continues to bring up the truth of what's going on. And question the narrative. Question the context of doing another full-blown war. Question the context of what we're being forced to eat and drink or trying to, what they're forcing people to take with vaccines. Question it. Does it mean you're not going to come to the conclusion at the end and say, no, I'm actually okay with that. I'm okay with this. I'm going to go along with it. And if that's your choice, that's your choice. We all have our own opinion and we all have the ability to make our own choice. But never allow somebody to take that choice away from you to where you don't even have consent or the ability to ask questions anymore. That's what you have to make sure of. So thank you for the support. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow as always. On